I don't know about you. It feels like it's been 5 years since we sat down to record an episode.
Si Egay kasi.
That's the typhoon. Speaking of Egay though, when I would see like news broadcasts on this typhoon, it would say Typhoon Egay, open close parenthesis, Toksuri, which is Korean for eagle.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention.
Oh my
then.
Gosh, is Egay like nickname for eagle? It's episode 16 of the Best News Ever podcast. And the Best News Ever is not about typhoons or anything like that. We're talking about the gospel of the Bible, of course. My name is Sam O.
I'm Tina Ryan.
How have you been, Tina?
You know me when it comes to like, you know, rainy season.
She couldn't stand it.
Not the month stand. I just get so sad.
I'm glad you're better and we're back at it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are going to do a very interesting topic today about just, you know, Jesus' first coming, and we're going to put ourselves in that situation, try to anyway, and see if,
experiment na magaganap ngayong araw na to.
Oo. Parang, let's see if we would have done better than the Jews at the time of the first coming. But as per usual, we are going to start the episode with an email.
And I'm going to go ahead and read that right now.
But I just also want to say thank you to everyone who has been sending these stories of how they journeyed to Shincheonji, because, you know, we did ask for them. And, oh, they are responding to the call. Thank you very much, everybody.
Brothers and sisters, yes. You guys are the best. A good day, Sam and Tina. Congratulations on your new podcast. I am a co-good Samaritan, and I want to thank God for this privilege to share my journey to Shincheonji with all of you. Without knowing God, I think the story is worthless, but thank God that He gave me the chance to know Him, and after knowing Him, this testimony will acknowledge how the Word changed me, how the Word brings me back to life again, and how the Word gives me the courage to strive hard to continue my life of faith. I see the greater hope and work that is written within the scriptures, and I remember the song Amazing Grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Was blind, but now I see.
I grew up in a Catholic family. I attended church with my grandparents because they are old and they need assistance when going to church. But on every story, no? But going to church on a Sunday
with the
lolas,
which is so nice, really.
I didn't have the desire to go to church, and it even caused conflict between my family, and I wondered why attending church didn't change my sins. I eventually searched for what I should do and found a Christian organization near my school and started attending secretly. I was happy at first, studying in their Bible school and meeting a lot of people who had the same purpose of becoming a pastor. But after a few months, I found out that our pastor was doing something wrong, specifically with the three G's: girls, glory, gold. And there I started to question God on why a pastor would do such things. Because of the conflict in the church, I stopped studying in this Bible school. Now, the leaders of the church started to create a sect, which was the previous church I attended. We started humbly, and I was the leader of the campus ministry, and it was at this time that I felt spiritually hungry, even when I was listening to the teaching of my pastor. There was a space in my heart that was not satisfied with the words I was hearing. Then one day, someone invited me to study the Bible. The first and second times, I rejected them because I thought I knew everything. But on the third time, I started wondering, is it all a coincidence that they have invited me for the third time? I decided to go to the place that was advertised in the flyers. Many difficulties followed when I began to study. It all started with my previous pastor telling me to stop studying in the center. My church mates also said a lot of things when they found out. They said that I'm studying with a cult. I felt the quakes in my heart, and I didn't know they were hindering me from studying here. But this was the only theology school that taught me the importance of knowing God. Yay! I thought that was the end of the persecution I will be experiencing, but I was wrong. I have a tita and have always been the apple of her eyes, and she started dictating to me what I should do in my Christian life, and it felt like my heart was torn into pieces. Even though I wanted to cry and say something, I couldn't. At one point, I couldn't handle it, so I contacted my evangelist, and she sent me something called Letter from God, written by the chairman on his behalf. She said that she reads this letter when she doesn't feel good or if she has a problem. I started reading the letter and I couldn't stop crying because I could feel the heart of God whenever his people were struggling. And I realized that we need to overcome this persecution because the time will come when God will wipe every tear from our eyes. That if we experience this, we should always go back to the love that God is giving us, which is the fulfillment of his work and assurance of salvation, eternal life, and being with him in the kingdom of heaven. I now not only understand God's word better, which strengthens my faith, but through my journey in carrying out a life of faith while studying the word, I also learned about myself as a person and how to grow in character. When it comes to having faith, believers must have the proper knowledge of God and his will to have the proper faith and action. Though many people might see me as someone who wants to know God diligently and might persecute me for it, I always look forward to what God wants me to be. As a grateful member of SCJ, I encourage everyone to do the work of harvesting. Let us help God to establish his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Let us give this back for being harvested, and let us also harvest other people so that they may know God in Jesus. In sharing my testimony today, I sincerely hope that people will not be quick to believe all the things that are shared by some people about Shincheonji on the internet. Let us ourselves come to the true understanding, and I hope people see that all we do is spread the word and do the work of peace. My name is Jer John Pedro, and I am a proud Shincheonji member who has found the truth.
Wow, that's a really powerful way to end it, too.
Aww.
Parang testimony na testimony.
Oo nga eh.
Thank you so much for this beautifully written email, your testimony that you have shared with us. Wow.
I'd probably be so heartbroken also if, you know, during my faith journey, biglang yung church leader ko magkakaroon ng yung sinabi niya na 3Gs.
Yeah, you can't blame the church members if they're stumbled by, you know, seeing their leaders fall in that way, because they're supposed to be an example for you and they're held to a higher standard and all that. But again, sadly, it's something that you hear happen quite a bit.
In a lot of denominations too.
Yeah.
May naalala ko, mayroon akong friend na nagsabi na, uy, pumunta ka dun sa church na yun kasi gwapo yung pa.
Doesn't hurt.
Kikidlatan ako.
Anyway,
going back to Brother John's email.
Yeah. I think the persecution is also something that I think anyone who comes to this church going through that process of encountering the Bible study and then going through the process and then people around you finding out and how they respond to that is something that we all have to deal with.
And it wasn't until when I started studying under Shincheonji, when I really understood yung persecution. Kasi to me, persecution is like a super big word. Yung pala, parang part na talaga ng buhay natin yun. Na little or no matter how big or small, persecution nandyan. Kasi parang ako, pag ma-persecute ako, parang why, may ginawa akong mali, mapupunta ako sa jail. Parang ganun. Alam mo yun? Kaya ngayon, yung persecution, iba na yung definition sa akin.
I think, to your point, before, I thought persecution was like in your face, you know, you're doing something wrong, like, you know, that kind of situation. I thought that was what persecution was, but I think I realized that it can be like a very casual comment here and there that makes you kind of question your choices or doubt, you know, the path that you're on, or yeah, like, you know, mga little side comments. I think pwede rin yun, but I mean, you know, like what for you personally, as you were doing the Bible study and when we decided to be part of the church, like what kind of persecution did you experience?
Mabait naman si God. Hindi pa naman ako nabibigyan ng ganung kalaking parang hadlang. Because again, the family nga, it's, we're not like, we don't have the... hiwai-wali kasi kami ng journey.
Okay, so you're not super in each other's business when it comes to what church you go to, how you live your life of faith.
So they're just happy that I'm just a different person. a better version,
yeah,
if I may say.
Yeah, yeah.
So what about you? I was worried about her for a while because, diba? Kasi nga, ikaw yung Korean.
But I think, like, in general, though, for the most part, it went much, much better than I feared, I think. Because there were definitely moments where I was a little worried about how the people in my life would respond to this news. But I think while I was doing the Bible study and we were still trying to figure it out and learning everything, I knew better than to, like, tell the people around me, like, hey, guess what I've been up to? You know, just, like, keep it on the down
volunteer
low.
Volunteer information, you mean?
Ganun. Yeah, just keep it on the down low, you know, just figure it out and then see if this is something that you would like to really take on and practice this life of faith in this church, because I knew that it wasn't a small thing, you know, for me to do that. And then, so once I started breaking the news to the people around me, yeah, most of them I think were happy for me. Or if they were not, it's not something that they directly expressed to me. The biggest hurdle was, of course, my family. And I think in the beginning, the news was met with surprise, which is completely expected. But I'm also really lucky because I think for the most part, my family is basically like, you know what? You're of age. We're not going to tell you what to do. So I think that's where we're at now. All right. So again, thank you so much, Brother John. And if you would like to share your testimony and your journey to Shincheonji as well, our doors are wide open. It's not the narrow door anymore. It's the wide open door.
Super wide.
Yeah. bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Okay. So with that, would you like to talk about our main question for the day, which is, would I have recognized Jesus?
So ito, dito nang galing yung thought experiment namin.
We're going to start with a thought experiment. Yeah. Because basically the question is, if we were there at the time of first coming, Jesus appeared and started testifying all of these things about himself, saying, I am the Messiah that was prophesied in the scriptures. Listen to me. I will explain to you what the prophecies mean and how I'm fulfilling, yada, yada, yada. If we were there, would we have believed Jesus?
And I was telling Sam, siguro jo-join ako dun sa mga first miracles kasi makikiusyoso ako, makikikain ng libre dun sa 5 loaves of bread ba yun?
5 loaves, 2 fish.
Oo, diba? Dahil he ended up feeding like 5,000 people, yeah, or 5,000 men, whatever. Again, the scriptures also say na men lang yung minensyon, diba?
So it's
it means
more.
Yeah. So I'm probably one of those people na nakikain ng libre.
Okay.
Diba?
Okay.
You.
Let's paint the picture a little bit, though, because, you know, I want all of us to kind of put ourselves there and imagine this scenario where, number one, you know, belonging to your synagogue as a Jewish person was like a social thing. It wasn't like, it's my personal life, it's my personal, you know, belief. Like how you just said about your family, na parang kanya-kanya tayong church, ha?
Uh-oh.
Okay lang tayo. Hindi ganun at that time, eh. Uh-oh. You know, they were Jewish, you belonged to the synagogue, uh-oh, and that was your standing in society. You know, so being kicked out of the synagogue was like being an outcast.
Uh-oh.
So malala.
So, oh my gosh.
So there's that. Ano ba? What does the Bible say about just Jesus himself? You know how all the pictures of Jesus that we see,
okay, yan, isa pa yan,
that are hung up in the walls, parang he's like this really
attractive,
yeah, like he's like dashing,
eyes are like so,
you know, the
brown
facial hair, and like
perfect facial hair,
and don't even get us started with the movies, like he's always hot in the movies.
Oh my gosh, can I just, yeah, I just remembered how I met somebody and I couldn't even go out with him because to me, he looked like Jesus Christ.
And he was a good-looking guy.
He was really good-looking. I'm like, I don't think I can do this. But in the scriptures, it said that he's not all that.
At all.
The total opposite.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I got that picture.
Now, I know.
He's this good-looking, you know, Caucasian.
Yeah.
5'11". 5'11"!
May specific height pa talaga. Malay ko
ba? Mukha siya matangkad dun sa picture, diba?
But so, yeah, I mean, the Bible says that there was really nothing that was appealing about him. I think it even goes as far as saying na parang medyo deformed pa nga yung itsura niya eh. So, you know, whatever we imagine him to be today is not how he looked when he appeared and started preaching the gospel. He wasn't learned, and he came from a very poor town. Like in the scriptures, the people are saying, how can anything good come out of, you know, where he came from?
Grabe, no, judgmental na sila talaga.
Ganun level talaga. And then, when he, can you imagine, like, when he started gathering the disciples, right? Parang some of them were fishermen. So imagine that scenario where, you know, he's hanging out with a bunch of these guys and they're all preaching na parang, this is the guy. He's the one that came according to the prophecies. This is the Messiah that God promises us in the scriptures.
I hate to admit, I probably won't be any different. Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi if you think about it, sometimes pag lumalabas ka ng bahay, gusto mo maayos yung tsura mo, diba? Because you want people to look at you different, you know, treat you with respect. And then, if really, the scripture said that ganun itsura ni Jesus no araw, baka ano lang din. Yun nga, nakikain lang din ako dun sa... I just probably enjoyed the miracles he did.
So parang... dun sa physical appearance pa lang niya, that would have been like a big hurdle already.
Baka, I'm just being honest.
No, no, no. And I, because I agree with you. I do.
Okay.
And I think as human beings, like, we tend to do this where we judge people with, you know, what we see on the surface. It, medyo effort siya na you kind of look beyond all that stuff and really try and listen to what this person is saying. And that is one of the things that the Jews at that time also had to deal with. But the thing is, kasi, parang, okay, first of all, before we even learned about this stuff in the Bible, we had all of these assumptions in our heads. Diba? Na mali-mali pala. And then the second thing is, when we look back at the Jews 2,000 years ago, for me anyway, parang my thoughts on that situation was like, ugh, these Jews, man, ang babaw. How could they have not recognized Jesus? You know, but when we place ourselves in that situation, hindi talaga madali.
Matakot ako. For, I think first thing na kakatakutan ko is ma-outcast.
Yeah, that too. And we see people like that in the Bible. Na parang, hindi, wala akong kinalaman dyan. You know, because they fear their leaders at that time that they would be kicked out of the synagogue, mga ganun. Add to that, what the Bible also tells us was the biggest reason why they were not able to recognize Jesus and believe him was because they did not understand the prophecies.
Oh, that's right. Because why didn't they understand the prophecies to begin with?
Well, the prophecies in the Bible are written in figurative language. The Bible does tell us that the Jews, you know, the leaders, the Pharisees, like all of these people, they really diligently studied the scriptures. Like to the point na ma-memorize nila yung mga nasa Bible, ganyan.
Tapos here comes Jesus na medyo bago yung teaching.
And then he was explaining things in a way that they never heard before. It was completely different from the way they understood it. But then the prophecies in the Bible are written figuratively. Kasi nga, God will, you know, tell us in advance what he plans to do.
And fulfill it later on.
Yeah, which is in the form of prophecies. But then he will hide it in this figurative language because there's also an enemy that is working to hinder that work.
And we don't want the enemy to find out about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
So once it is being preached now and explained, and it can only be done by someone who receives the understanding from God, it's going to be so different from like how human beings would just take the Bible and interpret that stuff on their own. And that's exactly what happened at that time as well. That's why it was hard for them to like accept, you know, number one, with everything that we just talked about, you know, with Jesus. And then on top of that, just preaching in that way, they were like, dude, who are you?
So
like, where did you come from?
So fast forward.
Yeah.
If we were living back then, 2000 years ago, how would you have felt about Jesus?
You know, as much as I would like to think that I would have done better, I really don't think that's true. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I would have been...
I'm not the only one.
I would have been exactly like them. Mm. And I think that should give us pause on what we are expecting for the second coming, because we're living now at that time, and it has been now for 2,000 years, where we had promises about a second coming as well. And when we talk to people in the faith about, you know, second coming and prophecies and all those things, we hear different things.
Kasi nga, before, the word second coming, at least in my head.
Yeah, how did you think it was gonna go down?
Okay, magugunaw ang mundo, tapos biglang bababa si Jesus from the, ano, up there, surrounded by thick clouds.
And a lot of people think that, which is...
I don't even know where he got it, honestly.
Probably, I mean, you probably heard it preached that way somewhere.
I know for a fact na I heard it somewhere, maybe growing up, you know, a few times. I've seen it in probably talked about in movies.
Mm.
Or maybe like from older people, pag nananakot.
Oh, a lot of these like doomsday movies, that talk about like end of the world scenario.
What about you? How did you picture it?
Number one, I don't think I really thought about it that much, honestly. And then, if at all, maybe I pictured a scenario where Jesus like came exactly the way he looked 2,000 years ago, which, by the way, I mean, you know, again, if we consider everything that we just talked about, I had a completely wrong picture of him. But like in my head, yes, he was gonna appear. The Jesus of 2,000 years ago was gonna come back in the flesh. Ganun. And then what? I don't know.
Yun din. I like in the flesh din ang parang bumaba siya sa kaganun, naka-peace sign.
Yeah.
Naka-peace sign.
But then after we studied in Shincheonji and learned about the figurative language, which then opened up the prophecies that are in the Bible. And now we also know what the fulfillment is of those promises. Because if you listen to the testimony that is being shared by Shincheonji right now, almost all of the events that are prophesied in Revelation have fulfilled already.
About 80%?
80-90%.
90%.
Yeah. Oh. So when we compare what we have learned in Shincheonji to what we thought was going to happen, it's like, it's so different.
World of difference.
Yeah, it's night and day. And I think that, again, highlights just how among the different people who are practicing the faith today, and there are many of us, we're in the billions, you know, who would say that, yes, I'm a Christian, but we are all waiting for a second coming, and there is really only one way that the promises of the second coming can fulfill. But we all have different ideas and understandings of what is supposed to happen. And it would be really difficult for all of these people to come to that one understanding and agree that, yes, this is the promise that we have been waiting for. And I think that's why Jesus said in the Bible that when he comes back, will he find faith? Because, diba? Yeah, because, diba, in a past episode, we talked about how faith really is believing in the promises of God, right? Meaning the prophecies that are given to us. Are you going to believe when they fulfill? So, ang hirap talaga. And because a lot of people understand it to be a scary event and they don't want it to happen in their lifetime, or they don't want to be around when all of this happens, they would rather just not know about it. But that's how they deal with that. But I think after we learned what we learned in Shincheonji, we realized that this is a situation where knowledge is power applies. Hindi yung ignorance is bliss.
I don't want to say naman, I'm excited, but I'm looking forward.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward that it's happening.
And it's not a fearful looking forward,
kasi
right?
Because we understand it better now.
Yeah.
Again, knowledge is power, and it's a beautiful thing that we're all waiting for.
Yeah.
That we shouldn't be scared.
I think as we were learning these lessons, one of the things that I thought about as well is not only do we all have very different ideas about how the second coming is supposed to fulfill, but also we're just really sure about it.
Confidence.
We're confident about, you know, what we have in mind, and we also are so sure of being able to recognize when things go down. Because nga, we think that it's supposed to be like this big event. Like, it's gonna be unmistakable.
But, hindi, diba?
Hindi. Hindi. Like how the Bible says na parang, you know, the time of second coming is gonna be like the time of Lot, the time of Noah. People are gonna be eating and drinking.
So masaya tayo. Marrying. Oh, you mean parang, like parang wala lang tayong pake?
It's like, you know, life as usual. Business as usual. You know, it's gonna be happening when life is going on as it normally does.
I know what you're saying. It's like, we're probably not gonna care.
And, I mean, isn't that our experience now? Like, when we try to share maybe to our friends or, you know, anyone that we know, na parang, hey, there's this Bible study, we are, you know, in this church now, we're testifying about the book of Revelation and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. How many people actually respond to you by saying, like, sign me up? That is super interesting.
A lot of no's.
Right?
A lot of seen messages.
Yeah. Unless you know and understand the prophecies and you understand what is supposed to take place, it would be really hard for you to actually recognize that it's happening.
And we are currently testifying to that in Shincheonji.
And it's been really interesting lately because we have been doing a lot of online seminars. Mm-hmm. It's happening mostly in Korea. Mm-hmm. And they're really changing things up. The last series was the 12 tribe leaders doing these seminars almost simultaneously, if not simultaneously. And the tribe leaders kind of switched around. What I mean by that is, like, say the John tribe leader was doing a seminar representing like another tribe.
What?
But they all switched places. And yeah, they were in different parts of the country. I mean, they're just making it super interesting. And again, because they're online, you don't have to be anywhere. You can be in the comfort of your own home.
We're not gonna charge you guys.
No. Just to get a taste of what it is that we are talking about that we learned here in Shincheonji. So the whole point of this episode was, again, to put ourselves in that situation that the Jews had to deal with when Jesus came and he was testifying about himself, saying he was the Messiah that was prophesied. It's me. I'm the fulfillment. Is it easy to recognize Jesus, to know the prophecies, and to believe when someone is testifying about it? It's not. It's not.
Kaya nga, main takeaway ko today is I'm no different.
Yeah. And I think that should be the takeaway, really. And you really need to learn the prophecies that are in the Bible in order to have a fighting chance at it.
I like that. Fighting chance.
Mm-hmm. Because we are supposed to recognize the second coming when it happens as people who are in this faith. Okay, so I hope you all get to marinate on that as well. And as usual, we are so grateful for your time joining us on another episode of the Best News Ever podcast. Again, there seem to be seminars happening quite a bit.
Every week, may bago.
At this point, you know, it's like, just please go keep yourselves posted on all the ganaps. Go on the Shincheonji YouTube channels that are out there.
Guys, that's like, this week or like the next few days, perfect to binge. Kasi yung weather, wala ka namang gabi.
If you're in the Philippines. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's the rainy season. Parting words, Tina Ryan.
We'll catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. Bye, guys.